A word for you from Acts chapter 26, verses 27 to 29. King Agrippa, do you believe the prophets? I know that you believe. And Agrippa said to Paul, in a short time would you persuade me to be a Christian? And Paul said, whether short or long, I would to God that not only you, but also all who hear me this day, might become such as I am, except for these chains. Here we find a remarkable situation where Paul, who seems to be the weaker one, in chains, imprisoned, the one who has to defend himself and stand trial, defending himself before King Agrippa and Festus, they who had the power to have him put to death or set free, and they are absolutely entranced by this message of Paul, for he has given his testimony, a wonderful proclamation of the gospel, to such a point that King Agrippa and Festus are deeply stirred in their emotions, so much so that Festus shouted out with a loud voice, Paul, you're out of your mind, your great learning is driving you out of your mind. And Paul said, I am not out of my mind. In other words, implying, Festus, it is you. How true it is that if you do not accept the gospel, you're declaring yourself insane in God's terms. And one day in eternity, you will have to spend your place in the madhouse of the universe, as a great preacher once referred to hell as being. So here we find that King Agrippa is almost persuaded, and Festus, they're deeply touched. But though their emotions are stirred, they still do not embrace the Lord Jesus Christ. And the lesson here is that you too might be deeply touched. You might hear a gospel message, tears might even flow, but somehow you still do not let go of your sins and embrace the Lord Jesus as your Savior. You still persist in your evil ways. And so it shows that emotion is not enough. It needs to be a deliberate decision. It needs the powerful grace of God to work in a person's life and change a person, transforming the way that he lives. And so King Agrippa feels drawn to change his life. He feels drawn to believe in the Lord. And yet his complaint is, in such a short time, with just such a short testimony, do you think that I'm to become a Christian, Paul? But Paul says, whether short or long, you need to get saved. That's the basic message. Don't wait. Whether it's a short message from the Lord or long, when God speaks to you, do not deny what he is doing, what he wants to do in your life. Bow before him, receive him, and turn from your evil ways.